Have you ever lost a pet or know someone who's had that happen? Yes, at least it's a heavy hit on the heart, is it not? So what do you do when it happens? How do you start the search even? My next guest joins us to help you realize how, in reality, a pet doesn't actually get lost. Somebody's found them. It could be an individual, might be a shelter. The challenge has been how to connect the person looking with the one who's done the finding. That's possible, thanks to Love Lost, which is a free service by Petco Love. Joining us now with the details of all this and the role that you can play when you find a lost pet is the president of Petco Love, Suzanne Kogan. How are you today, Suzanne?
I'm doing great, Chris. Thanks for having me.
And this is an easy one to remember, even though we do have it on our homepage to find out more about what Suzanne and I are going to be talking about, lovelost.com. Lovelost.com to find out details about this and put it to use, because not just if you find a pet, like I said in the introduction, Suzanne, you can do a geographic search. Like, for example, we're in Northwest New Jersey, so I just wanted to see what the lost pet activity was in our neck of the woods, as they say. And at Father John's Animal House in Lafayette, New Jersey, I found over 30 lost pets that are waiting for reunions there. And we also have a station in Central Jersey where there were numerous posts, not just of shelters, but individuals who both found and lost pets. So this sounds, what you've created here is really an all-inclusive path to pet reunions.
That's absolutely right. That's our goal. I mean, we want to simplify the process of finding your lost pet, sort of creating that one-stop shop for the community to all come together to reunite lost pets. Because when your pet goes missing, I mean, people are, they're worried, they're frantic, and yet historically we've given them a long list of things to do and places to go, and it's overwhelming. And that's really our goal, is to simplify it with one place where everyone goes, and we're going to increase reunions if we do that.
Surprised to find the stat, too. Every year, and I have a whole bunch of stats from different sources, from the American Veterinary Medical Association, Shelter Animals Count, PetMD, and et cetera, et cetera. But just when you think that 10 million cats and dogs yearly are lost in the U.S., that's a lot of lost pets. And we always think, too, that we have all this technology, microchipping, for example. But if someone's not really tech-savvy, they might not be activating that technology in the right way, or knowing how to use it, and sometimes it fails too. So you're filling, not just providing a multifaceted path to reunions, you're also adding to a safety factor when people think, okay, maybe I don't have it covered, I have something like what you're doing in the bullpen.
Yeah, it is something that everyone can do, right? Like, microchipping is phenomenal, and it gives you sort of a personal identifier for your pet. But a lot of times things aren't kept up to date, and when people find a pet, some people that don't have pets don't know about microchipping. The thing about lovelost.com is whether you lose or you find a pet, it's quite simple. You simply upload a photo, and you report that pet to our system, lovelost.com. And then our technology will search the database of pets that have been reported, whether that's from the community, those that are at, like you mentioned, participating shelters, and even social media sites. We have integrations with Nextdoor and Neighbors if people are posting there. And then that photo matching technology will go to work. If a match is found, you know, you can even chat within our system without even sharing personal information until both parties are ready to figure out where do you want to go and meet up. And if a match isn't found at the time you search, we also provide ongoing alerts. You report that pet, and when new batches come in, when new pets are reported found, we will send you alert and say, hey, this could be your pet.
Do you have any calculation of approximately how many reunions Love Lost has been responsible for?
Well, we know we've been responsible for at least 100,000 pets. Wow. Reunited, and that's phenomenal. We are super excited about that. But honestly, we still want to do a lot more, because, you know, there's still too many pets that aren't being reunited. And that is a tragedy when we can't get those pets back with the families. And so, but we believe that if everyone uses it, this sort of using this technology for good, we can reunite every lost pet with the families that love them.
Maybe this is me showing I've watched too much CSI or CSI Miami technology for way too long, but if someone posts a photo of a pet that's found, and at the same time the person who lost that pet posts a photo of that pet that they've lost, does the technology match the photos together and say, okay, you know, just, again, using a CSI analogy, we've found a match here?
That's exactly it. It's going to put that photo up there, and then you can click on and sort of talk to each other within our system.
Okay.
So that's exactly what it does. It's a photo matching technology for pets, and it's been amazing to see how that technology works, because sometimes pets that have been lost for a while maybe don't look the same. Maybe you had a nicely groomed pet and it's been lost, and maybe it looks a little bit, you know, not as groomed well and stuff. It's still going to make that match. It could be dirty and things like that, but we will still have the match, and we'll bring up all those potential matches. And the person who owns that pet is going to know, hey, that's my pet.
Without a doubt, too, we're talking with Suzanne Kogert, who is the president of Petco Love, which is the foundation for Love Lost, a pet finding technology process. And if you're not tech savvy, don't worry. I looked at it, and it is super easy, super streamlined to use at lovelost.com. And that was important, too, wasn't it, Suzanne, to make this user-friendly for everybody, because especially with older people, not being prejudicial here, but is just a reality, at least by my experience, older people are not the most tech savvy, and older people are probably more attached, which is saying a lot, to animals and pets than other age groups are. And what went into the design, and what was your confidence in making sure that this would be something that, no matter what the understanding was of technology, this could be used?
Well, our team really spends a lot of time talking to users and getting feedback to make sure, I mean, you're exactly right. We want it to be simple, and we want it to be free so that everyone can use it. And our team is constantly looking at what we can do to improve. I think we've got a magnificent system already, but we talk to users. What was their experience? How can we improve it? You know, that's where the map feature came along. Some people like to see visually where it is on the map, and a lot of people use that. A lot of people just focus on the photos. Some people do it. You can even do a distance search. We've tried to put as much into this so this could be the one place that everyone goes to reunite their lost pet, and that everyone can use it no matter what. Because I'll be honest, whether you're tech savvy or not, when your pet is lost, you're a little bit in a state of not thinking as clearly as you normally would because you're so worried. So we need to make things simple.
If you're listening, here's a little fact too you probably were not aware of. In some states, and many states, don't want to go down the whole list here for time constraints, but keeping a lost pet and taking it in as your own permanently, that's actually illegal in many states, in case you did not know, which adds to the importance of, either if you can't reunite the pet, at least get it to a shelter, a no-kill shelter, always first and foremost, by the way, and let the shelter, which, let's go into that for a second, Suzanne. As far as shelters, I mentioned Father John's Animal House in Lafayette, New Jersey. How does a shelter become connected with Love Lost?
So most of the shelters, especially your larger shelters, will have a software program, and we can connect that directly, so we get the feed of all the lost pets that are coming in on a daily basis, automatically going into our system. Some of the smaller orgs may not have that, and they have to upload them individually. But the larger orgs, where it's very difficult to do it individually, we're getting automatic feeds in our system. And I think you bring up an incredible point. I mean, we should always, first and foremost, be focused on making sure that pet goes back to the family that loves them, not just staying with someone who found it, that person who found it should be a good Samaritan and try to hold on to that pet and find the family. But let's get the family whose pet that is, let's get that pet back home to that family, because you can imagine they love their pet and they want to have that pet back to their home.
And thanks to Love Lost, that is now a lot more easy, a lot more secure, and a lot more happy ending creating, and that reunion of families and pets and the joy and the connection and the bond that is momentarily broken but can be easily restored when you go to lovelost.com. Whether you have lost a special pet in your life or whether you have found a pet at your doorstep, literally, that certainly can happen, because a lost pet can also be a confused pet as well. The reuniting can be done through lovelost.com. Check it out because, well, first and foremost, it works. It's free. And it's also a tool, too, if you're in, I was going to say if you're into social media, who isn't these days, but go to lovelost.com, pick out a location where you are, and if you see a lost pet, just share the post, spread the word, and bring more people into the solutions and the reunions that come about through lovelost.com. It's a lot easy. And like I say, it's the reunions that we all want to see happen with families and pets. We've been talking with the president of Petco Love about Love Lost, Suzanne Koget, lovelost.com, the website. And Suzanne, thank you so much for everything that Love Lost provides, offers, and empowers. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for helping us spread the word.